conversation at home base business.
Oh, the white side of me.
Time, which is only fitting for the company and the business that we're involved in and sharing with you on these airways 3 days to 1 day and 2 evenings a week, and that is the company is YTB, and YTB definitely is taking the country by storm. And those of you out there listening and tuning in tonight, we thank you for joining in. Tonight is our travel party show night, you know, and that focuses on, you know, one of the things that we basically are in business to do, and that is to market travel. My co-host, Monte Sella Mitchell, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, it's an exciting Wednesday. Glad to have you again here helping to co-host this show, and I'll let you kick it off with some of the exciting things that we help people do in terms of the world of travel.
Well, it's just great to be on and sharing the information with everybody that's with us tonight. Our company, YTB, Our company is, it's just really a great company in terms of the product that we have to offer, the compensation package that the company offers, and everything just comes together. The business model, which is the compensation package, the business model is what sets this company above all the others. It is so different, it is so unique, so much so that it's guaranteed for you, that it has a guarantee on it. Once you achieve the lifestyle and the income that you want to achieve, you're guaranteed for that money to keep coming. So I'm excited about that. But the biggest thing that we offer, well, two things actually. One of the biggest things is the ability for somebody to get a website, a travel website, and market it. Market that travel website just like it was a brick and mortar business, except that this is going around the world because you're on the internet. So it's so much bigger. And then offer to other people chance to come to your website and book their travel and their play and their research, their recess. And that's just a phenomenal thing to be able to do, and I'm proud of that. But also the ability to build your own business, a business within a business. Anybody out there want to own a business? I do. I want to build a business also. So it gives us all of those advantages to building a business, having an awesome product, which is travel. Everybody loves to do it. I'm just so excited, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, you know, it's exciting times. And, again, you know, to piggyback on, you know, what you're saying, you know, the whole thing this company allows a person to do, those of you out there listening, is you can become your own Orbitz or your own Expedia. The YTB Travel Agency website is a travel booking engine. It allows, as Monty says, allows customers to be able to go right to your site, book their airline flights, rent cars, book hotel rooms and cruises, and arrange an entire vacation package. And what we do is we help people, we say take a paycation as opposed to a vacation. And what is a paycation, Monty?
A paycation is going on a vacation and getting paid for it.
That's right, getting paid for it, because every time somebody books something on your site or you book something on your site, you get 60% of the travel commission that comes from that. Now, just think about this, people. Wouldn't your friends and family members rather to do their marketing with someone familiar and easy to use with competitive pricing, such as you having your own travel booking site the same as the other companies have? It's no real difference in it. You go right on the internet like they've been going on the internet, book the same way they've been booking, as opposed to going to a faceless Fortune 500 company when they could book it with you. Same airlines, the same hotels, the same rental car, the same dream cruises, the same fun vacation packages. So that's what we have on the booking and the travel side. And then we also have, you know, something, you know, for those that want to help their churches or their youth group or their favorite charity or their nonprofit, we have a program that's called Passport to Giving, and I'll let Monticello share some highlights of that program with you.
So, Tyler, that program is such an interesting and so such an exciting program. Passport to Giving is what we like to call turning vacation into donations. And it's about your favorite charity, your church, your favorite nonprofit. It's about those organizations, helping them meet their financial needs. And what we've done as a company, the company has designed a program that, you know, most of these organizations, they do fundraisers. Well, this program actually adds another stream of revenue to the organization year-round. Once you put it in place, it works 24/7, 365 days a year. And it's very, very low maintenance. As a matter of fact, it's actually no maintenance other than using the communication links in the organization that they already have, that they already are using their communication links to get the message out to their contributors, their constituents, their supporters, get the information out to them that, hey, we've got our own travel agency, our own online travel agency, and you all can make a donation to our organization simply by doing what you guys are already doing. You're taking vacations, you're traveling. Just book it on our site. We have a travel site on the internet. Book your travel on our site. You're gonna go anyway. You're going on vacation. You're traveling. You're traveling for business. Just traveling for pleasure. Book it on our site. We will get 60% of the vendor-generated commission from you doing something you're already doing anyway. You're just changing up where you're booking that travel. So that program is so awesome, and I'm working with a couple of organizations as I speak, and it creates a lot of excitement, because once the information is exposed to the organization, they get excited about it. It's something different. It doesn't take a lot of volunteers. It doesn't take a lot of people. It just takes putting this program in place and letting it work for you, Satawi.
I hear you. And what kind of income potential, can people possibly be looking at when we say fundraising? Are we talking about, like a $200 bake sale if you sold enough cookies or cake, or $150 from doing a car wash, or, maybe $200 from a 50-50 raffle? What kind of revenue are we talking about people could possibly generate through using this vehicle to raise money for their favorite charity or nonprofit?
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do first, Satawi. We'll take those little numbers that you were talking about and we'll just blow them out the water. Let's say we'll use an example of a church, which is actual case scenario. Church got their travel website, got the information going through their communication links to their members and supporters, and now the church decides that, hey, we'll sponsor a cruise. So they put that information into their newsletters and got the word out, members and everybody, and 100 members decided that they were going to go on this cruise. And so all of those members, the 100 members, they booked their cruise on the church's website. Now, no one in the church had to be involved in handling any money or doing anything. Everything was taken care of. All they did was they went to the website, they booked their spot on the cruise sponsored by the church. Once they did that, the church earned 60% of the booking commission that was generated from that one trip. 100 people, the church earned 60% of what was generated. The trip cost about $2,400 so after the trip was taken and everything, the church earned approximately $24,000. One trip, $24,000.
That is awesome. That is awesome. That could end up being, for some organizations, that's more than their whole annual fundraising budget in most cases, because I know a lot of organizations be trying to raise $10,000 or $15,000 for the whole year, and you're saying that they could do this on one venture,
one event. That's the power of the program, because once it's put in place, the church or the nonprofit or the charitable organization is now set up to make money 24/7, because people book their travel and their vacations. They take care of these things sometimes at odd hours, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. So even though that organization is closed for business, they can still be making money, because now they've got an apparatus, they've got a travel site online that's out there working 24/7. And it can generate income any time of the day, all day long.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And that is one of the reasons why the company is involved in the travel industry, because for those of you that don't know, travel and tourism pulls in approximately $1.3 trillion annually in the United States and almost $7 trillion worldwide. And experts believe that the travel industry is just starting to realize its potential in the marketplace. And that's because of four trends that affect the marketplace in terms of travel. You know, that's the baby boomers, those people born between 1946 and 1964. And, hey, every 8 seconds, a new baby boomer retires. And what do baby boomers want to do when they retire, Monty?
They've worked all those years. They're tired of working. They want to travel.
They want to travel. That's right. So it's a huge market out there for you people to, you know, they're saying, well, you know, the economy is bad and, you know, things are, you know, tight. Well, you know, I know people that find a ways and a means to go on trips and vacation. I know people that, you know, sometimes put off paying certain bills to go on a vacation. So, you know, the industry is very, very huge, and it is growing 23% faster than the global economy. And it's just, you know, remarkable in terms of, you know, what's taking place in the travel industry. And it's expected to double in the next few years, which means it can end up doubling to $14 trillion worldwide industry. I mean, that's awesome. So there's a tremendous market potential for those of you out there that's listening and wondering, you know, well, why are you so excited about this thing called YTB and being involved in the travel industry? You know, you're just selling something to be selling something. Well, no, it's a market shift that took place that had nothing to do with us personally. It's just a phenomena, and the company is making sure that for those that want to be involved can take advantage of that phenomena. Now, that's the travel side of our business and what we're able to offer and help people, you know, from being able to the product, you know, the product, which is travel. And Monty mentioned earlier, you know, there's also some unique things that the company allows people to do far as from the business side in terms of building travel outlets, or as we call online travel stores. And we're able to market an opportunity that allows people to make money through the marketing of this opportunity. And, you know, to come into business, it's network marketing or relationship marketing. And, you know, people do a lot of things by relationship marketing. And this one is one that you get paid for. You know, we do relationship marketing every day. People out there that's listening, for some of you that say, well, I don't like doing that. Well, yeah, hey, you went to a restaurant, you ate, you really liked the food there. You told a friend of yours. They went back to the same restaurant. Why? Because you told them. But you don't get paid anything for them going there to eat. They just give you another compliment saying, man, you sure know how to pick out good restaurants. I really enjoyed that food. Well, that's the same here with relationship marketing, showing someone an opportunity and showing them something good that they can do. When you come in this business, you have something you have to build, which is called the first team. And I'll let Monticello share with you what is the first team.
Your first team. So the first thing you want to get taken care of is your first team. What is your first team? Well, on this end of the business, what we're doing is, we as individuals, we're setting up a distribution network. And to be able to do that, we've got to have people. So your first team would consist of six people or six distribution centers. And what are they distributing? They're distributing travel. So you've got six independent contractors, six travel sites that are now in your business, and you didn't have to bring them into the business directly. Let's say you brought three of them in directly, and then each one of those three, you showed them how to get one in with them, because they're gonna, what are they trying to do also? They're trying to complete their first team. So now you've got your six people, that's your first team. Well, now you go into an exciting realm of the business, something called the power team. The next travel store that appears on your team, whether you did it or anybody on your team did it, that travel store or that person is in your power team. Now, you built your first team, which is six people, six stores. Now you're working on your power team. Now, what's so important about your power team? Well, your power team offers commissions and very, very generous bonuses. So it's very important that you get there. Now, you've got one in your power team. You got your first six, your first team. You got one in your power team. Now you're going to get five more on your power team, which is a total of what? Six. Now, after that six, the company is going to pay you a bonus, a leadership bonus. The company is going to pay you $1,000 for being a leader, for helping six other people. And then every time that happens, every time you get another six people on your power team, the company is going to pay you another $1,000, and that's going to happen forever and ever. It's just going to keep happening over and over and over as long as you keep getting those six on your power team. And then it goes into a whole new world when you start talking about national directors, which I won't go into, but it's a very, very exciting business model and a very, very exciting compensation plan, Vitaly.
Yes, as you said, you know, people get to their power team. We have something we call TB math. And YTB math is 1 plus 5 equals 1,400. You want to figure out what that means, you get into business, and we'll show you. What that means is 1 plus 5 more equals $1,400. That's called YTB math, and it's a very, very, very powerful concept. And, again, this whole concept of team and YTB really is a tremendous concept of team because it is about people working together. It's not you out there trying to do all of this by yourself. And then every time you help someone get to their power team, when they're building their power team people becomes part of what's called your dream team. And you get commissions and override bonuses all the way through this. But there's something else that's even, you know, that's just as powerful. And that's something that's called the 50% match. Would you kid explain the 50% match to our listening audience, please, Monty?
That's magic. I like to call that 50% magic. Magic. I think about that, and it's really, as I've said before, it's really a big secret within the compensation plan. I think a lot of times when a 50% match is explained, I think a lot of people miss it because there's never been anything like it, ever. I mean, when was the last time that somebody you recommended to the job, they got hired, and they were really good at their job, and every time that person got paid, you earned 50% of what they got paid. They made their 100%, but because you recommended them to that job, the company paid you, in addition to paying them 100%, the company paid you 50%. I mean, is it... Have you ever heard anything like that before, Satan?
No.
That's totally unheard of. I didn't mean to cut you off, but...
No, go ahead. No, it is. It is totally unheard of.
And so I really think, well, and a lot of people, I suspect, think that is a gold nugget within that compensation plan. And like I said, I really think when that information is gone over, I think a lot of people miss it because they don't understand. I mean, can you imagine? We've talked about this before. You've got two RTAs, and you can get your 50% match. Each one of those RTAs make $5,000 this month. Now, Satali, that's $10,000. How much are you going to make?
You're going to get $5,000.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, and that just means that the company's going to reward you for bringing people into this business, working with them, and getting them through the ropes, because if you help them become successful, then you're going to become successful. And that is, like, you know, it's a win-win situation. Too often in network marketing situations, people bring people in and then they just leave them hanging. Well, in YTB, you don't want to leave no.
brothers went off.